Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, How Generative AI Works. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI in the Generative AI for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basic principles of operation, an overview of neural networks, and understanding training data. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to grasp the fundamental mechanics behind how generative AI systems function, setting a strong foundation for your journey in this exciting field. Main content: basic principles of operation. Generative AI refers to algorithms that can generate new content, whether it's text, images, music, or other forms of data. At its core, it operates on the principle of learning from existing data to produce novel outputs. Think of it like a chef who learns various recipes, flavors, and techniques to create their unique dish. The process begins with collecting vast amounts of data relevant to the desired output. For example, if the goal is to generate realistic images of animals, the system needs access to thousands of images of different animals. This data serves as the foundation for the AI's learning. Once the data is gathered, the model can analyze it, identifying patterns, structures, and relationships. This analysis is akin to the chef understanding which ingredients work well together and how to combine them effectively. The AI then employs these learned patterns to create new, unique content that mimics the style and characteristics of the original data. For example, when generating text, a model trained on various writing styles can produce a story that reflects elements of those styles, blending humor, drama, and dialogue seamlessly. This ability to create content that resonates with human creativity is what makes generative AI fascinating. Overview of neural networks. Central to understanding generative AI is the concept of neural networks. A neural network is a computational model inspired by the human brain, consisting of interconnected nodes or neurons. These networks are designed to process data, detect patterns, and make predictions based on those patterns. In generative models, we commonly use a specific type of neural network called a generative adversarial network, GAN. A GAN consists of two main components: the generator and the discriminator. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them against the training data. You can think of it as a contest between two artists, one creating a painting and the other judging its authenticity. As the generator improves, the discriminator also gets better at distinguishing real from fake. This adversarial process continues until the generator creates data indistinguishable from the training data. This cyclical learning process is essential for producing high-quality generated content. For instance, in the realm of image generation, GANs have been used to create stunning art pieces that look remarkably like those created by human artists. The back-and-forth competition between the generator and discriminator sharpens the skills of both, leading to increasingly sophisticated outputs. Understanding training data. Training data is the cornerstone of any generative AI system. The quality and quantity of the data directly affect the performance of the model. For instance, if a generative AI model is trained on a limited set of low-quality images, the output will likely be subpar, lacking detail and authenticity. When curating training data, it's crucial to ensure diversity and representation. For example, if developing a text-generating AI, it should be trained on a wide variety of writing styles, genres, and contexts. This diversity allows the model to understand different nuances and produce more creative, versatile outputs. Moreover, data pre-processing is an important step. It involves cleaning the data to remove inconsistencies, formatting it correctly, and sometimes augmenting it to enhance learning. Think of this as preparing ingredients before cooking. The better the preparation, the more delicious the final dish. In practical terms, this might mean taking a dataset of images and ensuring that they are all similarly sized, removing duplicates, and even adding variations of certain images through techniques like rotation or color alteration. This careful preparation ensures that the model learns effectively from the most relevant and high-quality examples. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the basic principles of how generative AI works, explored the role of neural networks, and understood the significance of training data. You now have a foundational understanding of the mechanics behind generative AI systems, which is essential as you delve deeper into this field. In the next lesson, we will build upon this knowledge by examining different types of generative AI models and their applications in various industries. Reflection questions: how do the principles of operation in generative AI relate to real-world processes you observe every day? In what ways could you apply your understanding of neural networks to improve a creative project? Reflect on the importance of training data. How do you think it impacts the quality of outputs in generative AI? Word count: 1,023 words.